Now, for those who felt that Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy was just too concise to do the books justice, well, you'll like the idea that he's making three films of the one book this time. The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey is the first installment, and I think it breathes like none of the films in the trilogy did. There's space to be awestruck, to soak in the atmosphere of Tolkien's world, enhanced here by 3D and Jackson's thoughtful layering of foreground, middle ground and background.
What is it, precious? What is it?
My name is Bilbo Baggins.
Bagginses? What is a Bagginses, precious?
I'm a hobbit from the Shire.
Oh, we like goblinses, bats and fishes, but we haven't tried hobbinses before.
What I wasn't convinced by is the new 48 frames per second rate. Jackson touts this innovation as an action movie breakthrough, and it brings an increased clarity to the picture, especially the moving shots. There's very little blur. But it's so sharp and real, it's almost banal, a bit like watching a home video on a HD TV. These reservations aside, it's the story that carries the film. An anonymous everyman, or every hobbit if you will, finds the courage to leave behind his comfortable wood-panelled hole in the ground to head on the road with a wizard and a gang of grumpy dwarves on an uncertain and dangerous quest. Martin Freeman is wonderful in the role, playing a kind of dark horse character similar to his one in The Office. He's amiable, unambitious, but surprises everyone, including himself, with a steely determination when the moment calls. The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey is a solid and occasionally inspired start to the Hobbit trilogy. It's rated M and also releases Boxing Day.